It's electronic.
Okay.
Oh, look, I just got another text.
We are...
Okay, it says that is Joe. Joe's on her account, so. Do you see Joe yet or not?
I see. I see Joe. Yep,
excellent. Okay. Well, then we will begin. Welcome, everyone. It is 7:04. This is the Tuesday, May 12th City Council meeting for Yorkville, and I will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Excuse me. Okay, next thing, if we could have a roll call by the clerk, and as a reminder, I have to remind myself as well, please say yes or no in response to the clerk so it is more audible for her. Excellent. Thank you very much. Do we have any amendments to the agenda? Was there an amendment by somebody, Mr. Funkhauser?
Yes.
You want to move the budget update to the first mayor's report?
Yes, please.
I don't have a problem with that. Does anyone object to that? Just the budget update, though.
Right.
Bart, do you have a problem with that? You ready to give that? Because that's going to be actually administrator's mayor's report budget update. Okay, so if there are no objections, we'll make that change. All in favor of the change to the agenda, signify by aye. Or yes, sorry. Okay, all those opposed say no. Okay, the amendment changes, so now we're going to move that up to the first mayor's report. I better make a note of that. Oh, and by the way, for those of you out in the public who are watching, this is awesome. This is the biggest audience we've ever had. I feel like a royal wedding or something like that. But when I ask for a vote, it is only for the members of the council. I appreciate everyone understanding that. Okay. Do we have any presentations at this point, Bart? Bart's shaking his head no. Okay. We have some citizen comments on the agenda. I have one or two I'm going to read. The first one is from James Brown. And it is regarding the Kendall Marketplace Lot 52. As a Yorkville resident for the last 9 years, and hopefully many more to come, my concern as it pertains to the new development is that it does not become another Marketplace Apartments development. Yorkville needs to continue to attract people, regardless of race, religion, etc., that complement this wonderful city and strive to keep Yorkville a great place to live and raise a family. Creating an atmosphere where evil can take root and flourish should not be allowed in Yorkville. As representatives of the city of Yorkville, it is your duty to maintain the integrity of this great city and to maintain that integrity going forward. Thank you for your time and keep up the good work. Be safe, Jim Brown. Okay, and then there is one from Kathleen West, who is the attorney for the petitioner. Is Kathleen listening at all? Okay. I don't hear her, so I will read it.
She's out there.
Oh, she is? Oh, there. You're top center for me. I missed you. Do you want me to read this? Do you want to comment when your petitioner is up? Or how do you want to handle this?
I mean, I can make my comments now if that's better.
Well, you know what? If you can make them now, that'd be fine. That way people can hear them at the beginning. And if they want to check out, then they've heard your comments. So please go ahead, Kathleen.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And we will save the questions for council under the actual agenda item later on in the agenda. Thank you. Are there any other members of the public who wish to speak under citizen comments on agenda items? I hear none, so we will move on. I want the council to know I lobbied to put stuff on the consent agenda, but I was told by our attorney and our administrator I shouldn't do that. So that is not on me this time. Just want you to be aware of that. Because a year ago, this was my very first meeting, and I told you I'd never have a consent agenda. Well, I lied because I've had a couple now. Okay, so minutes for approval.
None.
There are no minutes for approval? Okay. Perfect. We're moving right along. Bill payments for approval. May I have a motion for vendors for fiscal year 20 for $264,033.55, fiscal year 21 for $197,265.92, for payroll ending 5/1/20, happy May Day, $290,464.07, for a total of $751,763.54.
No move.
That was Mr. Peterson. Was that Ms. Milshewski for a second?
Yes,
ma'am. Awesome. Okay. Any questions? Mr. Frieders, were you raising your hand? Okay. Okay, roll call, please. Thank you very much. So we are on to the first mayor's report. And before we get to the budget report, I just want to give some updates. Again, I think considering everything that's been going on, staff has been very tremendous. They've been very supportive of me. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. So I'm very appreciative of that. And I've been getting some emails, getting some phone calls, people who would like us to be more cautious, people who would like us to be more free and open, and we try to respond to everyone. I understand concerns on both sides. I tell anyone who wants to talk to me or emails me, I'll be glad to talk. I just shoot them my cell number. Some take the liberty of calling me, others do not. That's how I prefer to have discussions, is on the phone or at least 6 feet apart and not by email or Facebook or text. Those just, you can't really tell people your true feelings in short little blurbs. So things are going well. I'm hopeful. Bart reported February February numbers, and he'll talk about this in a little bit. Sales tax numbers were actually good. Now we haven't gotten to March yet. So things are generally going well. And we are not arresting people. I just want to be clear. We are not arresting people. That is not the goal. So that's all I have right now. Bart, you want to go into the budget report real quickly?
Sure.
Bart will do that.
New revenue according to us, which is good.
a two-year project with consultants that we've contracted with. It could be extended into a three-year if no change in price or no increase in cost with the consultants going forward. So that study can be restarted at any time if we want to, but that was something that, you know, it's about $80,000 cash flow in fiscal year 21. We felt it was prudent to at least see the negotiated clause, and the consultants were willing to do so. So that is purely cash flow.
Are there any questions from Alderman? Are there any questions from the Alderman? Oh, Mr. Cope, was that a thumbs up or a question? Thumbs up. Excellent, thank you. Did you ride your bike home today, Ken? Nice. Okay, well, thank you for the update, Bart. Now, the most exciting part of the meeting, the selection of Mayor Pro Tem for fiscal year 2021. So, I think we actually need a motion on this. I will say, whatever y'all want to do is fine. Now, poor Jackie has not had a chance to run a meeting because my attendance has been just splendid, absolutely splendid. So if you want to choose her again, so be it. If you don't, that's fine too. I plan on making almost all the meetings this year too, although I'm hoping to take a vacation this summer if we are allowed to travel around the country. So I am looking for a nomination for a mayor pro tem for fiscal year 2021. Okay, is there a close to the nominations? The nominations are closed. Beautiful. Okay, so we have a motion to appoint Jackie as a mayor pro tem for fiscal year 2021, and we have a second. Could we have a roll call, please? Congratulations, and I'm hoping if I can take my vacation, you can do a meeting. Very nice. Excellent. That was splendid. Okay, so the next item we have is a resolution. So I'm looking for a motion for 2020-37, a resolution authorizing the repair of well number 8 and number 9 water treatment plant cat ion exchange vessel. And this is a change order for approximately $28,000. Is there a motion? Boy, Lisa, you pick two and just tell me who you picked. Perfect. Okay. So I would like Eric or Brad, one of you, to give a little description of this. Eric, I'm looking at you, so why don't you go first? Thank you. Questions from the Alderman.
I had a quick question.
Sure, Mr. Frieders.
So the difference between the flow of coming and just doing the spot
Brad, do you want to add anything to that?
No, Eric has explained everything very well.
Thank you. Other aldermen, any other questions? Mr. Funkhauser.
So Eric, as you just said, you have two open and ready to go, but there may be two more. Is that going to be an additional $28,000?
Look for yourself.
Probably after the
sideways.
Absolutely right. Well, we can't tell until we get to media how the other two. But what we do have going for us
will
be originally
appointed. Oh, yes.
For this.
Good question. Other questions? Any other questions from the council? Hearing none, roll call, please. Thank you very much. Public Works Committee, there's no report. So we are going to the EDC, otherwise known as Economic Development Committee report. Ms. Milshewski, or Mayor Pro Tem, as we may call you. Was that Funkhauser?
No, Coke.
Oh, Coke. Oh, up there. Sorry. Ha! I like that. Touchdown. Okay. So my understanding is this is no cost to the city. It's a five-year agreement for approximately 16 spaces, and we've been doing this for how long?
20 years.
Excellent. So questions from the aldermen or comments? Who said that? Funkhauser, please, Funkhauser.
So, I know this references the 16 spaces. The graphic illustrates parking spaces 17 to 21. Are those not included in the public parking rights that we have for this?
The 16 spaces were from the original agreement, and then staff actually counted the spaces. The additional spaces could be spaces based off of the striping, but the entire area is what's under lease with the city, with
agent. Okay, that's the west side. I was referring to the east side along West Valley. Is that excluded from this agreement?
It's not owned by AT&T, it is. So it's only the 16 spaces that are identified through the agreement.
So, I guess my question is, the spaces that are behind the old Rivoli grill, there's that section of parking, is that not public parking right there?
Section behind Mongolian Grill, that would be the West Valley. That's not part of this agreement with AT&T.
But I thought that was part of the...
It's just that south.
Just the section off of 116th
West
Front. Yeah, the plan showed that as well.
of that, the ones that really want to talk to them.
Who is that?
Eric.
Eric,
Eric, thank you.
When the original agreement was done, that quiet got the host. We created those four or five that ultimate phone call that was talking about. So that could have been in the town originally. I'm not sure, but I think that's how it got started. Was we actually built those five spots in trade for leasing them, and we split up the.
Any other questions?
So who is that now?
It should be part of it. It should all be the same address. Maybe that's why the house is different than the property on South Main Street.
Okay, so I'm not asking about the cover because obviously if we change striping, the width, that has an effect on it. I just want to make certain that I was always under the impression that both of those banks of parking were part of this space.
The original agreement hasn't changed, so if that area is within that legal description, then it's included. But the original agreement said 16 spaces. Again, as I mentioned before, it's due to the thank you for the record. They're 17 through 21, correct?
So what's the pleasure of the council? Do you want to approve this and then we can get clarification, do a little research? Or do you just want to vote on this as is and move on?
If I could, I just want to make certain that those are still considered public parking.
And if they are not? Can we vote on this and get that clarification afterwards? I mean, not tonight, obviously.
If one Kathy thinks that it is acceptable that if that is part of it,
since we don't pay
it, I'm okay with her if she thinks that it's
okay. I'll defer to the attorney, please.
Yes, I would. The motion would be to approve this amendment on the condition that there be a clarification of the specific number of parking places that may be utilized by the city.
Will that suffice, Mr. Funkhauser?
It will.
Excellent. So, would that be part of the motion?
Yes.
Ms. Milshewski? Oh, would that be okay to make that part of your motion, the clarification the attorney just offered?
Yes, it would be.
Excellent. Thank you.
Penny?
Sure. Please restate it and then add some language
to
clarify.
The lease is approved on the condition that there be a clarification of the number of spaces available for use by the city.
You just agree that you amended it to that, and I'm fine with that.
I agree with you.
Excellent. And Coke, was that your second as well?
Yeah, but I'll do that.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We'll make it as simple as we can. And as the attorney pointed out, there's no cost to the city, so we're not expending money or monies. Okay, any other questions? We'll do a roll call, please.
Trooper Brunt?
Yes.
Stan Fair?
Yes.
Foster? Breeders? Peterson?
Yes.
Thank you all, and staff, can we get clarification on, as I like to refer to it, the parking behind Little Joe's instead of the Mongolian Grill. So But if staff would work on that, please, and just give us an update, that would be awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, I gotta make a little note for myself here. Color with my yellow highlighter. Excellent. Is that all we have from the EDC committee?
That is all we have.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Public Safety Committee, I see there's no report. Is there anything you would like to add? Nope. Okay. Admin Committee report. Anything you'd like to add, Mr. Funkhauser? Park Board. I guess this is me. Okay, please note these items are unable to be discussed at the March 19th Park Board due to the cancellation of the meeting. Just, I wanted to read that. So, what we have here is a resolution, 2239, authorizing the purchase of 4 playgrounds for the Beecher, Purcell, Caledonia, and North Autumn Creek Parks from Play Illinois Burke Playground Manufacturer in the amount not to exceed $228,531.54. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I heard Milshewski, and I don't know who I heard second.
Joel.
Okay. Excellent. So, I think I see Mr. Sleazer. Are you finished with your dinner, Scott? So, do you want to explain this? Just tell us how this is such a great deal and why we want to do it and where these monies are coming from. Thank you, Scott. Mr. Culp, did you have a question?
Yeah. So if you get all 4 of these delivered at the same time, Scott, do you have somewhere to store these or location to keep them so they stay new?
Good question.
Yeah, we would make room in our parks maintenance building on the south side industrial park there. We would make room in there to store those.
Other questions or comments? Mr. Frieders.
Yeah, how old is the playground teacher?
25 years old.
So that's old. Yeah. So none of the pieces that you're doing necessarily sound like you're playing around. And that, the feature one, is anything else?
All of our parks, just so you guys understand, are handicapped accessible through different means, whether it be the transfer platform or through wheelchair ramping. But all of them currently meet ADA requirement. That's a requirement. We are compliant with all of our playgrounds. Unfortunately, that system is so old. They don't make it anymore, so we can't get replaced with parts, as I said earlier. And there is an organization out there that does come and take playgrounds now and reuse them up in other countries. I actually traveled with them in Cuba a few parts years ago. But they're not interested in the parks because they're so old.
Other questions? Any other aldermen have questions?
Mayor.
Mr. Funkhauser, did you?
Yes. So I know this money comes out of Lancaster. Everything here is coming out of Lancaster. It's on Lancaster.
Yes.
And the Lancaster as well, too.
It is. Typically, even if we were to hire a contractor, it still would come out of Lancaster.
We're just providing materials for the staff to do it.
Right.
Now, does this require a budget amendment, or is this already included? Because I know we had two of these were already allocated, correct?
They were. That's a hard question. I'm going to ask you.
I'm going to pass that one down the line. And
there's
a clarification there on the sources of those
deals. Bigger things, we actually have $285,000 budgeted for park equipment replacement, with $50,000 of that out of park and rec capital, and the remaining amount out of land cash. So out of land cash, there's a total of $235,000. But yeah, it would not be required.
Rob, was the intent to pay back the capital fund when Lancaster money was available? Did Tim talk about that?
The way it was originally budgeted is $50,000 was budgeted out of public park and rec capital for Beecher, and then $95,000 was budgeted out of Lancaster for Beecher, so on the total $145,000.
Okay.
Okay, so no budget amendment is required, but we are having to use capital funds in the interim because we do not have $285,000.
Well, the capital funds, we already approved them for some part. Is that correct, Rob?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. I think that takes care of it. I just want to make sure that we're not going to be putting ourselves into a situation that could compromise us. You know, obviously Lancash is a set-aside fund, but we're talking about a capital fund, but we've got some money in there in case we need other things too. I just want to be sure that with the strain we're getting out on the budget, that this isn't going to affect us.
Those are good questions, good points. I appreciate that. Other questions or comments from other aldermen? So I will have you note, Mr. Sleaser is trying to push the Purcell out. You've got at least three more years, Scott. But if there are no other questions or comments, I will ask for a roll call vote, please.
Yes, and a second on this leisure park.
Breeders? Peterson?
Yes.
Coke?
Yes.
Elshinsky?
Yes.
Bonkhauser?
Yes.
Tarulas? Motion carries.
Was that eight yeses? Okay, I just want to make sure that's what I heard. Thank you. Okay, Planning and Zoning Commission. We have two items here. The first one, BZC 2020-02 and EDC 2020-11. I'm looking for an ordinance or a motion to approve an ordinance for the final plat of the Menards Commercial Commons 7th edition re-subdivision. Was there a motion?
Second.
I have no idea who made it. Okay, and who made the second? Coke?
I seconded Coke.
Okay, so Frieders and Coke. Christy, do you want to explain this briefly, please?
Sure. This is just the name request of the Guarantee Department of Commerce who just approved in final plat the subdivision earlier this year. They're just looking to readjust that property alignment between their lot and their lot adjacent that they're looking to sell. So the line, instead of it being a straight line that they originally were approved, they're looking to hug the contours of their lot so that more land can be sold in the future.
Questions or comments? Other questions or comments? Roll call, please. Thank you very much. Next, I'm looking for a motion to approve PZC 2020-03 and EDC 2020-12, an ordinance approving the final plat of Kendall Marketplace Lot 52, Phase 1, Bree Subdivision. So the motion was by Plocher and the second by Transier. Any questions or comments from the council?
Sure, I don't know if I could.
You can, you may.
So this final plat is very much procedural for us. It's not changing the content of what the actual plan that was approved when this entire development was approved after 2006. This final plat is generally kind of what I would consider superficial. It's just taking what they already have and breaking it down a little further for, you know, some purposes that make it easier for them to plat each individual unit and then plat the individual buildings. With that being said, this is a challenge for me. I have a lot of residents that have been very upset about this project, and after talking with many of them, they understand that there is legal entitlement to this project, that the developer is entitled to build these temporary homes with the conditions that were approved back in 2006. When we were considering the amendments to the ADA at their pre-request plan, the petitioner was seeking to make some changes that gave the residents some hope that maybe there would be some positive changes that this would fit in a whole time for the neighborhood. With the withdrawal of the first two items, there was a lot of the residents felt disconnected that they took the voice away from the public. I want to say that this is not taking the voice away from the public, because this is something that they, as I said, the developer already was legally entitled to build these. So this is a strong because it is a project that's been on the books for so long. It's that idle for a very long time. Now this is anchor going into very nice homes. I want to see that this project meshes in very nicely with the single family. I know Billy McHugh, who's doing single families, has been working with that. for myself, the track of expenditure, big concern for myself as well, and that's been voiced with the residents out there. Now, I haven't had a chance to look at the plans that were submitted for review before the general meeting. I am happy to say that there is ample parking in front of every single garage on this site. We will not be having any instances that occur out at Timber Glen, which is creating a lot of parking issues over there. With the amount of parking on this one, it does give me some comfort that this development is not going to be overloaded with bikers or lanes. While yes, there will be more traffic because there are lanes, the parking is not going to be overloaded. I really support having a full parking restriction on the north side, the continuation of walking out there coming all the way down to the north side. So for this project, as much as I want this to come in and be part of the meeting, my concern has always been, you know, that it's in the neighborhood, that this project is part of the neighborhood, and that works being even now that we've had a conversation with the petitioner on this project, I'm hoping that we can do what is right and create a nice product that meshes in with what is being built out there today. So I think that this project has brought to light some of the faults that were in place back in 2006 when this project was developed, that there was in the elected capacity at the time. All they saw was the commercial aspect. I know our processes are much different now, and so that this process that we're going through is not the same, and it would not necessarily happen the same way if we do have some of the developments that we go down this route again. But this is something we do need to look at and consider, making sure that we are looking out for projects that potentially could stall out in the future, make sure that when they do come back to life, you know, it is something that we are realistically looking at and fit in, and that they'll be reviewed. As well as the EZC, when they reviewed this, there were some shortcomings that were seen there at that meeting in terms of, you know, some training. I think that we need to address that when things come forward. We need to look at the training a little bit more. I know that they just had some. But that was disheartening to see how that meeting went. I know the residents were very upset, and the planning took a lot of time to deliver that. Also, with the ordinances we got on the books right now, we got the unified development ordinance that's been put on hold. It's a little short-sighted to put that on hold as we have our entire building code and zoning code as part of that. I would like us to reconsider having that on hold. We're talking $80,000 with everything else that we're looking at. This is very important asset. And I know it's not something that's going to play into this development, but it's other developments. The longer we push that out, the longer we could have potential issues within that. But that update has ramifications on how we look at the plans and how we look at the submittals.
Mr. Funkhauser, please. Please keep it relevant to this vote. Some of these discussions are important, but they're not relevant to this vote.
As I said, the relevant here in the aspect that while we're reviewing the plans and the processes for applications and submittals, we have changed how this process occurred. But due to our processes, it's something that we don't have a lot of say in this anymore. So I would just like to say that this is something that I wish would have gone a different route. I wish the petitioner would have continued with the negotiations, and I understand they withdrew, you know, for various reasons. But as I said, this project is going to move forward. They're legally entitled. They have the right to build the townhomes, and this is generally just a perfunctory type of an approval tonight. So,
Mr. Frieders.
Yeah, just to kind of echo what Chris says, I'll keep it way shorter. The things that were kind of brought up as far as concerns after we realized that a lot of this, the majority of the ship has already sailed procedurally, a lot of them were concerns about traffic and parking. And Mayor Purcell has already reached out to Chief Jensen to kind of ensure that, number one, we have a baseline of what it is right now, so we've already kind of evaluated the area which traffic are paying attention and you're only complaining on Facebook, you're not really helping. So actually take the time to send an email. What
the hell's going on? Bart, something's going on here. I can't hear a damn thing up here.
Oh. Is he still talking?
Yeah, it just... I beeped a couple times.
We're having some audio problems here. Do this.
We're having technical problems here. Bear with us.
Somebody talk now?
Mr. Peters, were you still talking?
Yes, I was so rudely interrupted.
You know, I was hoping to do that during Funkhauser, but it didn't quite work. So. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Peters.
I'm all good.
Oh, you are? Okay, cut out. As long as you could all hear him, I couldn't. But if you're all comfortable with that. Other aldermen have any questions or comments?
Take the vote.
No other questions or comments? We'll do a roll call, please. Thank you all very much. And I want to thank Christy and Bart and Jason. They put a lot of time into this. And I do appreciate the residents who made the comments. You know, to Mr. Frieder's point, we did listen. I know it's not everything some of the residents wanted, but you know, we have the staff out there. We're monitoring the speed. And I'm confident when I talk to the engineer, there'll hopefully be some additional stop signs at the entrance. I'm very confident we can make that happen. Make that note, please, Mr. Engineer. So it'll work out fine, and I do appreciate everyone's time and passion on this. Thank you. Okay, City Council report. Are there any members of the City Council who have anything they'd like to bring up tonight? Mr. Frieders?
Your audio is coming in and out, so I was asking you about the council.
Oh. We'll test it. Can you hear me any better now?
It's like the Mayor Purcell remix.
Now, Mr. Koch, you thumbs up. You can hear me okay? Mr. Plocher, Mr. Peterson, Mayor Pro Tem, wherever you are, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Mr. Funkhauser? Maybe it's just your ward. Mr. Transier, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I was there.
Huh.
I think it was probably audio interference from somebody else.
Okay.
Or somebody else with an unmuted mic.
Can you hear me okay now? Excellent. Thank you. Okay, well, we'll go back to City Council report. Mr. Frieders, do you have anything tonight?
No, sir.
Okay. Any other aldermen have anything tonight? Okay. City Clerk's report. Thank you. Community and liaison reports. There's not much going on, unfortunately, so there's none there. Staff report, any staff report?
No reports.
No reports. Now we have item two that we've all been waiting for. We have the public hearing for the proposed downstate small business stabilization applications funded by Community Development Block Grant. Total amount of the CDBG funds to be requested is $436,644 and will address the urgent needs of the business due to the COVID-19 emergency on the following applications. Advanced Physical Medicine of Yorkville, AGJS Inc., DBA Tiki Can, BH Martial Arts, CNC Studios Inc., DBA Virtues in Motion Dance Studio, Brenner Eye Clinic, Copa Inc., DBA Salsa Verde Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria. Hope I said that okay. Dewey's Incorporated, Harmony Aesthetics, Haven Yorkville, DBA Haven Medical Spa, the Heartland School, Idea Marketing Group, Mike and Denise's Pigeon Hill Diner, NC Thompson Inc., assume name CrossFit Exemplify, Sturkey Chiropractic, the Law Office Corporation, Thompson Chiropractic Clinic, DBA Exemplify Health Center, Upper Crust Catering, Whitewater Ice Cream, DBA Foxy's Ice Cream. So I am opening up the public hearing for that grant. Are there any members of the council who have anything to offer? And we are going to be voting on these later on, but this is just a public hearing. Any members of the council have anything they want to offer at the public hearing? Mr. Frieders.
The only thing I want to comment on is something I shared with Barbara after we got news of all the applications coming in. I don't think it's appropriate for us to vote individually on each business. I think this is something where we should be voting all together. So I know that that's kind of what we're going to be doing at the end. But I didn't think it was kind of relevant for aldermen and people who are friends and customers of the people that are going to be receiving this money to have to dive into some of the specifics. If they meet the criteria, that's a state's decision. So I think this should be one where we say, yes, we're going to take your submissions and we're going to submit them to the state. Understand that there is some penalty for people who don't pay the loan back. But on the front, this isn't something that I'm comfortable actually going into each business's financials and trying to make a determination, yay or nay. So from my perspective, if they meet the criteria and they get on to the next round, maybe they'll get that golden ticket. But I don't think this is something I should have an opinion on other than they meet these things, they can check the boxes, and we'll see what the state says. So that's just my opinion.
Thank you. Mr. Koch?
I also share that same feeling, too. I just want to put it on the record.
Thank you. Any other aldermen? Do any members of the public have anything they want to offer for the public hearing?
You have to put that into the record.
No members of the public yet, but we do have to give the description of each business before we take public comment.
There are two issues that must be addressed according to the application. One is if there is anyone to comment, that we take their name and address, so that it proves we had a public hearing, if there's anyone in the public. And number two, each and every application must be cited at the public hearing. And so Bart has synopsized each of the businesses so that hopefully we will do as we are required and still properly address the concerns of the city council in that not giving any company more time than another company. So take it, Bart.
So Bart will do a little presentation. I forgot about that, but we got the public and the alderman's comments in. So now Bart, this is the staff portion, the bureaucratic portion of the meeting.
Correct.
He's going to go in the other room. Y'all can't see that here, but he's going to another room to do this presentation. I'm never going to be a good YouTuber, I can tell you that.
Okay, can everybody hear me? Thumbs up, all right. And how's the feedback in the mayor's service? Is there any feedback or is it okay?
You sound fantastic.
Wonderful, okay, step one. Sounds good, okay. A couple things. I'm going to share my presentation here and then walk through some directions that we have to do for the public hearing.
Correct.
And at some point or another during the public hearing, we're supposed to take a roster of everybody that has attended the public hearing, whether in person or online. There's nobody else in the room except for the police chief, the mayor, and the city attorney. No, I don't think we're adjacent there. But we are supposed to go through and try to figure out if there's anybody from the public and from businesses that are attended to remotely. And we're supposed to get your name and address for the sign-in sheet. Minimums of the requirements for the program. So let me share my screen here.
Where are we going to dinner?
Oh, it's going to be expensive,
okay.
Too.
Is that okay?
Wait till I get my salary increase in 2 years.
All right. So this is the Downstate Small Business Stabilization Program public hearing. Just some details about the program. It was established by the state to provide capital funds businesses that have been impacted by COVID-19. In general, it makes funds available to businesses in a maximum amount of $25,000 for 60 days of verifiable income. So the eligibility criteria, you have to have been living in New York since January 2017. So if this is anything that's not eligible to keep your franchise, you have to have at least one other provider employee. You must have less than 50 employees. You would have to be a non-essential business, or there are some essential businesses that you would apply. The requirements, if it's received, you have to remain open for a minimum of 60 days after funding is awarded. And generally, you have to have to report funds for payroll expenses that have to work with capital. And the maximum amount is 2 months of actual business expenses not to exceed $25,000. So as the mayor read off the roster of businesses, I won't say them all again because I have to go through here in a second. But the list of 18 should be on the slide there in our city council presentation in the city council packet at that time. The total of the requests for all of those businesses is $436,000. $434.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, so the next 18 slides, here's the first one, are going to be more wordy. So the next 18 slides in this presentation give detailed information about each business, including the amount of funds they are requesting, what they are going to use the funds for, and the impact of COVID-19's had on the business. These detailed slides are available on the city website and the city council packet since Thursday, May 7th. I'm going to show each one of the slides on the screen, but rather than read them verbatim, I'm going to summarize each business's information as follows. Name of each business, the amount of funds that are requested by the business, the list of activities that will be undertaken for grant funding, and how the business and community can be benefited through the grant. At the end of my narrative on each of the 18 businesses, the public hearing will be opened for public comment. Residents may provide comment on any of the 18 businesses. The mayor will control the order of public comment at that time, and each business has been asked to attend this meeting remotely and be prepared to answer questions posed by the city council or the public as allowed by. So in addition to the narrative on each business and each of the upcoming slides, the state has asked us to comment about the detailed and prioritized list of community housing needs during the public hearing. The following narrative applies to every one of the 18 businesses up in the public hearing this evening. COVID-19 has decimated the business community and employment numbers in the region and in the state to degrees included in each of the businesses' applications and is narrated in this public hearing. First, the city's comprehensive plan update discussed the importance of healthy business community in order to improve quality of life, specifically commercial retail development. In section 2 of the comp plan, community characteristics and land use trends, the comp plan states that there is a need for a more consistent, cohesive approach to attracting and retaining retail and commercial services, especially in the downtown, where sustained efforts in supporting and incubating businesses should be the focus of economic development. Second, in the same section, the city's comprehensive plan discusses that housing count and household growth is key to attracting retail development. Any loss of business in the community is going to cause the existing residential base to be underserved. So, and then we're out of businesses here. So, Advanced Physical Medicine in Yorkville Limited is requesting $25,000 for working capital, including payments on malpractice insurance, software medical contracts, and maintenance contracts not covered by the PPP loan they have already been awarded. These vendors and insurance companies require monthly payments to be made in full. Advance has been open since July 2003.
If you have to do the slideshow, it would have been 10 fucking minutes. That was a setup.
If funding is received for this business, it would help.
I didn't know that we had to do this to this extent. I didn't. Because I wanted to do a consent agenda with you.
AJ or AGJS Incorporated doing business as Tiki Tan is requesting $25,000 for working capital, including payroll, rent, and utility expenses. Tiki Tan has been in Yorkville since May 2015 and has been closed since Saturday, March 21st, when they furloughed all employees. The closure has coincided with their busiest season, March through June, and the funding would help them retain their employees and make upcoming rent. BH Martial Arts is requesting $25,000 for working capital, including payroll and rent. BH Martial Arts has been established since April 2011 and has been closed by state orders since mid-March.
Studios Incorporated, doing business as Virtues in Motion Dance Studios, requesting $25,000 for working capital, including payroll and maintenance of some regular business services.
You have to read each name of the business.
Already did.
You have to read it as the resolution. We have to show it. You can take one vote. You can take one vote.
I'll have to do it again down here. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Funding will help them
take 20 minutes. Just read that.
Future losses. And the business is back open. Copa Incorporated, doing business in Salsa Verde Mexican Restaurant in Taqueria, is requesting $25,000 for working capital and purchase of food through their different vendors, payroll, and utilities. Salsa Verde has been open in Yorkville since 2012 and has been operating during the pandemic as a takeout only restaurant. The current pandemic has affected their operations by 45%. The funding will be used to continue takeout operations into the future. Dewey's Incorporated is requesting $25,000 for working capital, payroll, and vendor invoices. Dewey's Shoes has been in business in the region since 1954 and has seen a reduction in overall customers and revenues from regular promotional sales. Funding will allow them to pay vendors to continue to receive inventory in a timely manner and will offset their expected advertising costs and low profit margins to bring customers back into the store. Harmony Aesthetics, LLC, sole proprietorship by licensed esthetician Sandra Hurtado, is requesting $11,644 for payroll, rent, and utilities. Harmony Aesthetics was founded in 2016 and has added a team of three part-time employees before all employees were temporarily laid off in spring as a result of the pandemic. The close, personal nature of these services provided by Harmony Aesthetics has resulted in a total loss of all customer appointments during the pandemic. Funding will allow them to continue paying rent and utilities same payroll during the closure and after reopening. Haven Yorkville LLC, doing business as Haven Medical Spas, requesting $25,000 for payroll, rent, and utilities. Haven Medical Spas has been in business since 2007 with the Yorkville location and has been forced to shut down since March, resulting in a total loss of business. During the shutdown, they have cleaned and disinfected their office and continue to reach out to their patient base via social media. Funding will allow them to continue to pay their employees during the shutdown and will allow them to make rent and pay utilities. Hartman School LLC is requesting $25,000 for working capital, including payroll. Hartman School is a child care provider that has been in business since August 2014 in Yorkville. Many of their 31 staff members live in the Yorkville area, and all 31 employees have been without work since March. All employees except the director have filed for unemployment. Funding will allow them to offset their payroll costs during the shutdown. Idea Marketing Group Incorporated is requesting $25,000 for working capital, payroll, utilities, and rent. Idea Marketing Group was founded in July 2009 and has seen a decrease in business since the pandemic. They have 13 employees that have been able to be retained and work remotely during the pandemic. Funding will allow them to continue to retain employees. Mike and Denise's Pigeonhole Diner Incorporated is requesting $25,000 for working capital, payroll, rent, and utilities. Mike and Denise's Pizzeria and Pub has been in Yorkville for the past 8 years and has operated during the pandemic as a takeout only restaurant. Funding will be used to retain employees and continue takeout operations into the future. Nancy Thompson Incorporated, assumed name CrossFit Exemplified, is requesting $25,000 for working capital, payroll, rents, and utilities. CrossFit Exemplified has been open in Yorkville since December 2016 and has been closed since March of this year. They anticipate the business will continue to be impacted even after reopening due to social distancing restrictions and hesitancy by existing members. Funding will be used to make payrolls, pay rent, and utilities going forward. Sturgy Chiropractic, SC, is requesting $25,000 for working capital, payroll, rent, and utilities. Sturgy Chiropractic has been in operation in Yorkville since 2008 and has seen a loss of 60% of revenue since the start of the pandemic. Funding will be used to avoid employee layoffs and cover
slides.
Now we have to get the attendees.
Just so everybody's aware, later on the agenda we have a passage of a fair housing resolution that is required by the state in order for us to keep grant funds for any of this business. Passage of the council resolution in support for each grant application. All of the materials have been available since the public notice was published in the weekly newspaper on May 5th on the city's website, where there's a link in the public notice and on the slide right in front of us. And then after approval, since we are suggesting that it's contingent upon intergovernmental agreement approval with the county and the backstop funds, is a participation agreement signed between the city and the applicant practice commission. There is an example of that in the packet. It's not necessary for the city council to approve it. You're directing the mayor to sign that and negotiate the terms of that That's it. Thank you.
So, Bart, before you give up the microphone, are we required, did you say, to get names and addresses of whom?
Anybody that's attending the public hearing in person or remotely. And we've got 48 participants registered. Some of them I recognize as elected officials and staff, and then business owners, and some of which I don't know. So I don't know how you want to go through there. Do you want me to read off the names so that the people can speak? Or if we want to do it a different way.
Can they, the people we don't have the names and addresses of, can they shoot those in an email to the clerk later this evening?
I'll defer to Kathy on that opinion. That would certainly be an easier way to do this.
It would be an easier way. Would they just verbally say here and their name for the recorded record?
Okay, so for those who aren't one of the businesses, staff members, or aldermen, elected officials, please state your name. And if you're not participating and you don't want to participate, I won't pretend you're here, but please state your name for the record.
And email your name and address to the city clerk.
Dr. Brian Rickey, Advanced Physical Medicine of Yorkville.
Thank you.
Dr. Dyker, Robin Sutcliffe.
Thank you.
Dr. Jason Sturkey, Chiropractor.
Thank you.
Dr. Nicole Zegler, Brother Isaac.
Thank you.
Greg Barker, Dartmouth School.
Thank you. Thank you.
Barb Thompson, CrossFit and Crescent.
Thank you.
Dr. Nathan Thompson, Amplify Health Center.
Thank you.
Todd Dewey.
Say that again.
Todd Dewey, Dewey Shoes.
Thank you.
Dr. Rosemary Chavez, let's have everybody next to us.
Thank you.
Tony Zangler, Given Medical Spa.
Thank you.
Eric Fox, Eddie Army.
Thank you.
Christy Schultz, CNC Fitness, Virtues and Authentic Studio.
Thank you.
Bentley, BH Modular.
Thank you.
Amanda Grieva, HEJS, Grieva, PTAM.
Thank you. Thank you. I think that everyone has spoken. Thank you very much. Please don't forget to email so that we have a written record. Appreciate it.
Excellent. So, are there any other comments or questions on this is just the public hearing portion.
City Council doesn't want to make comments.
Okay, we will close the public hearing at this point. The public hearing is closed. Thank you. Well, that was lengthy, but that was a state requirement, so I appreciate everyone's patience. Okay, the next item we have on the mayor's report continued is item 2020-40, an ordinance amending Title IV of the City Code by adding Chapter 7, Fair Housing. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Peterson. Motion by Milshewski. Anything you want to offer, Kathy?
It is the basic fair housing code as implemented by most municipalities, and it's a code this city has followed from its incorporation. Now it is in writing.
Roll call, please.
Peterson?
Yes.
Oh. Alderman Cole? I'll take him as a yes.
Yes.
Yes. McAllister?
Yes.
Cerulis? Alderman Cerulis?
Is he there?
Panzer?
Yes.
Boucher?
Yes.
Readers?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay,
next.
You had no idea.
I will be looking for a motion to approve. I'm sorry?
I believe Seaver was accidentally muted.
Oh.
So I unmuted him. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. I thought maybe you went to bed, Seaver. I know it's a long meeting, so I thought, well, heck, maybe he's snoozing.
It's time for a nap.
I tell you what, I agree. About a 10-hour nap. Thank you. Next, we have 2020-41, the Downstate Small Business Stabilization Program Grant. So, this will be a long one. I'm going to read all of these for the record. We can do it as one motion.
One vote, correct.
One vote, but I need to read them all. So bear with me. I'm looking for a motion to approve the Downstate Small Business Stabilization Program Grant, including resolutions of support for Community Development Block Grant Programs for Advanced Physical Medicine of Yorkville, 207 Hillcrest Avenue, Yorkville, AGJS Inc. DBA Tiki Tan, 728 East Veterans Parkway, Yorkville, BH Martial Arts, 664 West Veterans Parkway in Yorkville, Brenner Eye Clinic, LLC, 120 East Countryside Parkway, Yorkville. CNC Studios, Inc., DBA Virtues in Motion Dance Studio, 104 Beaver Street, Yorkville. Dewey's Incorporated, 135 East Veterans Parkway, Yorkville. Harmony Aesthetics, LLC, 223 South Bridge Street, Yorkville. Haven Yorkville, LLC, DBA, Haven Medical Spa, 120 East Countryside Parkway in Yorkville. The Heartland School, LLC, 708 East Veterans Parkway, Yorkville. Idea Marketing Group, Inc., 51 Fox Glen Drive West, Yorkville. Mike and Denise's Pigeon Hill Diner, Inc., 728 East Veterans Parkway, Yorkville. N.C. Thompson, Inc., assumed name CrossFit Exemplify, 634 West Veterans Parkway, Yorkville. Copa, Inc., DBA, Salsa Verde Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, 634 Veterans Parkway, Unit F, Yorkville. Sturkey Chiropractic SC, 54 West Countryside Parkway, Yorkville. The Law Office Corporation, 759 John Street, Yorkville. Thompson Chiropractic Clinic, Inc., DBA Exemplify Health Center, 728 East Veterans Parkway, Yorkville. Upper Crust Catering, Inc., 109 East Hydraulic Street, Yorkville. Whitewater Ice Cream LLC, DBA Foxy's Ice Cream, 131 Hydraulic Street, Yorkville. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Was that Seaver? Nice. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
By Peterson. Way to represent over there, guys. I felt like I was reading a commercial for the sponsor wheel, you know, listing all those businesses there. was that Mr. Funkhauser? I'm trying to find you.
Yes. Quick point of order. I know that that was the motion for the resolutions. Do we need to do the motion to to suspend the procedural rule for not voting on the same item that you just said.
I totally forgot about that. I totally forgot about that.
I'm asking the attorney.
Totally. The answer is yes, so I would suggest that because this motion is on the table, to proceed, and then we'll make a motion acknowledging a waiver of the rule. And thank you for reminding me. No. Who said that? So vote on, take a roll call on the resolutions, and then we will ask for a motion acknowledging the suspension of the rule.
Okay. That's a great point. Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments on the resolution? Seeing, oh, wait, Lisa.
Just for the record, I would like it if we can now take that the amount that each business is individually requesting is $25,000, with the exception of Harmony Aesthetics, which is $11,644.
Yes, thank you. That was part of the motion. Thank you very much, Corey. Look, you two covered me here. You covered me. So I will... Seaver's going to really fall asleep. I will, if you'd like.
No!
I mean, last time we ever talked about...
Just call the roll.
No, I have a couple things I want to offer here, though. So first of all, just to be clear, this is not an approval. This is when we get the agreement with the county.
It's a resolution.
This will send this to the state, and the state has a final say in this. I just want everyone to be clear. Just because we're doing this, the state has a final say in this. The second thing is very interesting. It has nothing to do with anything other than Mike and Denise's Pigeon Hill. I never knew it was Pigeon Hill. My wife grew up in Pigeon Hill. Very interesting. So, for whatever that's worth. Okay, we'll do a roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Bunkhauser?
Yes.
Charula?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Fletcher?
Yes.
Frieder?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Cope?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Now, wait, before we do that, one other thing I need to add is we may have to do this again next meeting. There may be some more businesses.
Alderman Funkhauser, would you kindly make the motion to acknowledge the suspension of the procedural requirement not to vote the same on any motion the same night as the public hearing?
May I just so move that?
Thank you, Chris.
Is there a second? That was by Milshewski. There's no debate on this motion. Roll call, please.
Call?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Bunkhauser?
Yes.
Charubas?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Everybody's asleep.
Fletcher?
Yes.
Frieder?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Funkhauser, that's very nice of you to bail me out like that. Thank you.
I was hoping you'd have to read it again.
Well, I might next meeting with different businesses. We'll see. Okay, we already did the budget update.
Motion to adjourn.
No, hang on. I'm not done. I'm in charge here. Hang on. She wants to adjourn. We're almost there. But again, 1 year. It's been 1 year. I want to thank you all for putting up with me. And it's been an exciting year. I did not dream 3 months ago that we would have this much excitement going on. We were putting together the budget. Everything was rocking and rolling. But we'll get through this. I appreciate everyone's support and everyone who participated in the meeting tonight. I'm telling you, this is like a record meeting as far as participants. Other than when Jim was sworn in. We had a bigger crowd for that. So, but now I have nothing else. Is there anyone else on the council has anything? Nope. Are there any citizen comments? Hearing none, there is no need for executive session. I will accept a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
Second by who was second? Peterson. Okay. All in favor? Yes, the yeses carry. Okay. Opposed? Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you all so much.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
That wasn't bad.
It was great. You did a great job. You did a great job.
Stop.